Hello, this is Ross McGill, Teacher Talker on Twitter. It is the 30th of January 2017. 2 weeks ago we were inspected, a Section 5 inspection. There's 5 inspectors. I'm capturing this audio footage in the hope that one day I will share it publicly. Tonight we have just had a post-Ofsted meeting with our governors to discuss the way forward. It's 9 p.m. I've just left school, and essentially I'm recording it here because if people don't think that Ofsted impacts on teacher well-being, well, they've not been in the situation I have, where things need to improve, and even more hours than you're already putting in, you have to invest even more to ensure that you can make the necessary rapid improvement that external agencies want to see. Full stop. Sorry, I apologise for the full stop. I thought I was dictating a document. I'm not. I'm speaking directly into an audio. Anyway, I carry on. 2 weeks ago, I have recorded it elsewhere, and I do hope to blog some details. But in terms of the inspection process, I was in school at 5:30 a.m. on both days. Left at 9 o'clock. I know that doesn't show how hard you work, but in terms of getting everything in place, it might give a snapshot. I've thought twice about going into details, but on both mornings, the stress caused me to have diarrhea, and on day three, so after the day before you told, then the 2 days of inspection, day three, I went home very stressed, exhausted, particularly after our outcome, and then had a nosebleed. So again, if you think for 1 minute that Ofsted inspections do not have an impact on teacher well-being, then you are wrong. I've been teaching 20 years. I've encountered at least 10 Ofsted inspections under different frameworks, in different types of schools, in different contexts and circumstances, where I've worked in outstanding to schools and special measures and in national challenge circumstances. And by far, this has been the most unjust and brutal outcome that I have experienced. Whether that is I'm a deputy head and I'm much closer to the process, or because the landscape's changing, more focus on data is yet to be determined. Anyway, I'm going to blog regularly my thoughts to a point where I will publish this, whether it's not immediately after the inspection, but it'll certainly be in a few months, a year, or whenever I leave my current school of work. I need to share this. I want to expose the unreliability of Ofsted inspections, that if you work in a challenging school, then there's a greater chance that you'll be judged not on a level playing field, and this will then not only heighten and emphasize that students need a better deal, but also this also impacts on teacher recruitment and the livelihood of people who have worked in education for years, if not decades, and also puts their jobs at risk. Finally, I'll just finish off by saying that this will be another audio or another blog. I firmly believe Ofsted will not continue to exist in its current form, and the sooner we move to a self-review process where those who come in to judge a school are held accountable and that they are made to come back and see action plans and improvement put in place, they need to be held accountable for their judgments too, just like I'm held accountable for my judgments of the place of which and why I work. The Ofsted inspection teams also need to be held accountable for their judgments as well. Anyway, I'm going to shut up. Yeah, that's 30th of January, Ross McGill, Teacher Toolkit. Thanks for listening.